Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning, even though it's cold and even though we're going to get, about, what, 6 inches of snow overnight? Something like that?
Five, I think. Yeah.
Hey, you know, we're talking with Matt Gable. That was so much fun, but off air, we're also talking about his weight loss, and he did that thing that I want to do.
What?
I don't know the
diet?
Name of it. No, the Ozempic.
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I plan on doing it. The only thing is, I can't give myself a shot.
Well, he said that.
That'd be impossible for me to give myself a shot. You know, you always see these guys in the war movies, they get wounded and they give themselves a shot of morphine or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, somebody give me a hand here. I can't do it. I could never be a diabetic. God bless diabetics.
Oh, I know, right?
I've seen them give themselves shots and do whatever, or take their... I couldn't do that.
You can just put it in your thigh? But he said that lady did it for him.
I know. What do you think? You want to try it together? Why don't we do this? Why don't we go halves? We'll go halves on it.
No, I think you got to do the whole.
Or you do one week, I'll do it the next week, and then we'll split the cost. What do you think? Yes or no? Think
you
about
know,
it, Jim.
But Todd, did you hear the numbers on Ozempic? Like
how expensive?
No. Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, it's expensive. But
has anybody out there texted? Has anybody done it? Has anybody else tried it?
No. Here, I've talked to 20 people about Ozempic. I'm not kidding you. Two doctors, some friends, some people at wherever I work out, Western.
Western Racket.
Western Racket.
And hey, by the way,
everyone.
Speaking of which, do me a favor. Next time you're there, ask for the girl we talked to, the young lady, I shouldn't say girl, the young lady we talked to at the GB game, in between games, and she does boxing lessons
yes.
for people with Parkinson's and things like that.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Please find her. We want to get her on the show.
We do. Okay. That is amazing what she does and how that
amazing.
Works.
Amazing. And Mrs. Pritzel, the other one that does the dancing with that thing.
Right.
I think those things are awesome. 20 years ago, there was nothing for those kind of
right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I remember my mom had a really bad stroke, and their therapy was like, you know, hardly, like the slightest, you know what I mean? Now, the way they work with these people, that's why so many people recover so much better than they used to.
It used to just be the, yeah.
It was nothing.
It's great. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm doing my own little research on Ozempic.
Okay.
And I've read a lot of articles too. Well,
I talked to Dr. Kristen about it yesterday. She said, you know, they're getting it. So many people are going after it now that the diabetics who really need it.
I know.
It might be in short supply.
Right. We are taking from the needy for the wealthy.
Yes.
That's not, so John, I don't
or
know.
Or just
that.
For the overweight. Whether you're wealthy or not. I'm not wealthy.
Well, my doctor said Hollywood's sucking up a lot of Ozempic.
Okay.
But I just want to say that in the 20 people I've talked to in the articles I've read, this is not just in a medical journal. This is a Wall Street Journal. This is in every...
Find, this is a big-time thing going
on. And you can go online and read about it.
Yeah.
I tell you, the common thread, it works.
Yeah, I know.
That's what's cool about it.
But there's side effects, it sounds like.
Because there's so many diet things that don't work, right?
Absolutely.
No, I tried that, didn't work. These gummy things or this or that or Weight Watchers or you know, all this stuff. Oprah even got out of Weight Watchers.
I know.
So... I don't know. I think
I told you I was when I was at the radio station IXX one time. I got fired from being a spokesperson for one of the weight loss things.
Because you didn't.
Was it one of those like drinky things?
It was one of those things. They'd give you like a little. I can't even remember the name of the company. There were so many of them back then. I mean, I bet that was half the advertising was weight loss things back then. This was like in the early 2000s, and they'd give you a little box, and it would say what the meal was, and you'd put water in it and. Put it in the microwave. It's like, if you're blindfolded, you wouldn't know if you're eating their, you know, beef stroganoff or their whatever. Everything tasted exactly the same.
Guy just says one production thing,
different
packaging.
Yes, they just have water to it and they taste. So you can't just stay on something like that for a month. It's almost impossible. So I convinced the girl to give me a whole bunch of extra boxes of their peanut butter bars.
Mm.
So I ate a lot of those with cheese. And stuff, and I gained weight.
Wow.
And I had to weigh in.
Did
and
you they, have to weigh in and then they, go on the air and then tell them how you did
had to go there.
Oh.
Had to go to their place.
But you guys are a good market. radio guys, because you're usually a little bit overweight and, you know, sedentary, and, you know, you probably have some potential to lose weight.
Coming from a guy who mountain bikes. Hey, Todd. You with me on this?
I'm in radio.
I can't do lunch.
I got workouts. Oh, I hate my workouts. I hate my workouts.
Every day of the day after?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Oh, God, I got to work out tomorrow. But I got to work out.
And then the...
They made me push a sled and lift some heavy things.
I think that Ozempic is going to be interesting if you and I do that. Now, that's not cheap, $700 a month, but Matt said he got it for $350.
But that's what I'm saying. If we went halves, we don't have to do one every week. I'll take it 1 week. You take it the next.
What if we? No. You got it. That's
why?
Because I don't. What if we go off and then we eat every other week? We're going to end up right where we're going to lose half the weight we could.
Have some willpower, Jim. I've got it. You should too.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to think of a bet here that I can win.
All right.
But yeah, June 26th is the drop dead.
Yeah,
date.
Are you with? Okay,
I'm in on the date. Totally. I just don't know how I'm going to get to my goal of that date.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't want to be.
Where
sick.
Are we at with the ping pong balls?
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm working on it.
I'll officially just then, cancel that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think so
it's
too.
Done.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And then we've got
newsflash: 1,000 carp found choked to death, floating in the river. Well, no, what happened? We're with the DNR spokesperson. Yeah, so we've got some marine biologists. They're doing autopsies there, and they're finding ping pong balls lodged in the throats of the carp.
Do they
ping pong balls say anything? Any idea? It says $1 off your next visit to
Billy Bob's.
Billy Bob's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might do the drone, but I think I'd like the helicopter because it's like more dramatic.
Mm. Yeah.
More theater. Yeah. And then we got music and that's going to be fun. We'll have all our guests down there. You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good party.
Yeah, it's
going to be
a great party.
Mad Dog and Meryl. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're going to do the food.
We're going to lose half the weight we could. Isn't that better than losing no weight? Yes. Oh, thank you. No,
that makes sense.
It makes sense for us to do what we're doing so we don't have to spend so much money.
I don't know if we can split prescription drugs.
They can. It's not a prescription. You don't need a prescription.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think so. Do you, Todd?
No, that's not over the counter.
I think it is.
No.
Todd?
I don't want to talk on black market stuff.
Okay, so that's not what the question was.
Yeah, right.
I agree you can get on the black market.
I don't think you need a prescription.
I think you do.
Anybody out there, help us out. How do they text us, Todd?
No.
Download the Civic Media app and choose your station, WISS or WGBW.
Johnny and I want to go on Ozempic to...
We want to lose 30 pounds each.
Right. To go on our weight by the 26th.
Yes.
And Matt says we can do it.
Yes.
Because he was on for what,
he
six
did
weeks,
it.
8 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Lost 25 pounds.
After the Super Bowl, he started. Yeah. He lost 25 pounds. And then he went off it.
But he's kept the weight off.
I know. Yeah. That would be the time.
We could do this.
Well, we'll time it so we get off on the 26th.
Yeah. Because we got to eat on the 26th.
Great. We can get it all
we'll
back
do it.
Then.
Hey, I'll eat right after my burpee contest.
We can do this.
Are you okay? I'm challenging you.
Oh, okay.
Listen to me. I'm challenging you because yesterday I was almost like bullied into it. Wasn't I, Todd?
I'm impressed.
I don't know if you were bullied, but there was definitely peer pressure there.
Yes.
There was peer pressure.
Yes.
No doubt.
I think that's awesome that you rose to that.
Yes. So I'm going to do 20 burpees on that day and 20 push-ups. Okay. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. People, if they can sponsor it. So like you could do a buck for every, if I do 15 burpees, you pay $15 to a charity. We're doing it all for one charity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You with me on this?
Are we doing the same charity?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Let's talk about
that. Somebody just said it is a prescription, but I think you can get that now I've got a doctor's appointment next week. I'm going to ask him if I can get it for my blood pressure.
It has nothing to do with blood pressure.
Yeah, it does. They found out it's a great blood pressure.
No, it's diabetes.
Jim, I swear to God.
You don't know. See, there you go.
I know this stuff.
There you go. John, I don't
You think
want to
I don't follow
money.
The medical profession?
It has nothing to do with blood pressure.
Yeah, it does. Cholesterol.
Diabetes.
No, and blood pressure. Blood pressure and cholesterol.
Okay.
You don't believe me? You want to make a wager? I'll make a bet with you.
Yeah, I buy my first month.
Yeah,
okay. $700.
It does, and that's why it's in such short supply now,
and
why other people can get prescriptions for it. I know these things.
You know, the new, you know, like anything, right? In a capitalistic society, there's other brands coming out which would drive the price down, right? Once we get more supply, so.
Well, wasn't Viagra like that? Wasn't Viagra like $50 a pill at one time? or something. Maybe not that much, but
what'd you pay?
I don't. What was it though?
I don't know, 50. That's a lot.
But it was really high. I want to say like 20.
Yeah, 20.
I think 20 bucks a pill.
20 bucks. Yeah, it was very expensive. You know, but that was a winner.
Got this, when Jim. You can have Christy dump a 5-gallon pill of ping pong balls off the roof. That's actually,
you know,
not
what?
A bad idea.
You might be onto something.
That is actually not a bad idea.
It's her building.
That was Cowboy Dave, by the way.
I like that idea.
Okay, that's plan C. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. At least I have a backup.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start working on plan B, which is the drone, plan A, which is the helicopter.
Okay.
Okay.
And plan C
is Christy.
I think plan B and C are better than plan A.
I do too. Let's forget the helicopter.
Well, you were on the phone when I talked to the guy. It's going to cost money.
Yeah. There's not a big budget here, Jim.
Yeah.
This isn't like we're not the city of Green Bay.
Yeah. What it is. I might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's going to be more. Don't you think it's going to be more fun looking up? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funnier to have a like a rusty pail.
Yeah, with
your faces on the pail, right? And so he just lunches them over.
Anyway, on the 26th, which is our 1-year anniversary, we've got the glam band. I think Dennis is going to participate.
Something they'll just, yeah.
But we're not going to get the whole band here for that. Not at that time of the morning. And Kevin Van Ness, the Packer band, they're in.
They're in.
He called me and he goes, we want to play that. Of course, Ben's going to be here. Some of our great guests we've had. You know,
yes.
Matt, we'll have people
year
here.
Year in review type thing.
And then we'll do our burpee thing. And then if our man Sage shows up, maybe he can say a couple things. But
okay.
Or Todd. And then we'll do our little burpee contest, and then we'll eat and just listen to music.
Listen, if I'm going to plan a day, that sounds like just a wonderful time.
How I have my summer planned.
And we're going to give out M&Ms.
Oh, God.
M&Ms.
Ping pong balls, watching Mino do burpees.
And M&Ms.
And M&Ms. Sounds good so far.
It's like going down the drain. It's just swirling down
just
the drain.
Going down. All right. Let's take a quick break. Back after this. And the mayor. One of the things we like to do is spotlight small businesses throughout the entire area from Oshkosh and northward past Green Bay, wherever it is. If you have a small business, you'd like to, not only a small business, though, I also want to talk to long-term, like successful type businesses. What's the key? Because you've taught these classes. It's what, 80% or something? What's the rate of?
Yeah, it depends but on the industry, but failure rate is high. And you look at, food service, grocery stores, it all depends what you're in. I mean, this guy we got coming on right now is unbelievable. He's done.
Todd, introduce us.
Chris Larson is with us. He is the owner of a couple of great establishments in Oshkosh. One of them is Beckett's Restaurant. The other is Wagner Market downtown. Chris, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Todd, thanks for having me. Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chris, good. How are you? Tell us a little bit about your experience in that wonderful world of restaurant worlds and markets.
Wow, that's a pretty broad first question for early in the morning. Thanks for that.
Absolutely.
I'm sort of that quintessential restaurant story where I started as a 14 and 15 year old kid, and it gets in your blood. And I worked every position and worked my way up, and now own a restaurant. Beckett's has been here for right across the river. You could see it if you were here. You could look right over there and just see it from here. We've been there for 16 years, so it's been a minute.
Great.
You know that. I just love hearing that about you young entrepreneurs. We had a guy in here that hamburger place, right? Just was in the industry and just, I don't know, what attracts you to that business? I mean, is it because...
Is that the one that he first day with his food truck, it exploded on him, and they had to fly him life support to Milwaukee. That
get
was his, the one.
Get skin graft, and he came back and still went with the restaurant.
And so. That didn't discourage him.
No.
So, really? Kyle, I think that says something about you people, that if this is your passion, so you do what you got to do, don't you?
It's true. I just want to go back to the part where you called me young. Can we start there?
Yeah.
Well, compared to them, young. Yes, you
yeah,
are.
Compared
yes.
to us, yeah.
It's been a great morning. I appreciate that. Yeah. See you later.
All right.
No, I mean, to answer your question, I think that is food service and restaurant stuff is something that does get in your blood. I mean, This wasn't my family business. It was something that came to me. To me, it's about, it's an instant gratification kind of thing. I like to make people happy. I like to have conversations. And when you're really good at it, people come in and they see you and then they leave happy. That's the intent. I mean, it's a pretty simple goal, right?
Chris, you had a very interesting story here, though, because you could have opened that restaurant in a lot of locations. And what you decided to do was much like Green Bay. We had a downtown mall in Oshkosh, Park Plaza, yep. right? And had seen yep. its day and was in many areas sitting vacant. And you decided, hey, I'm not only going to put a restaurant here, but we're going to have an event space as well. What made you decide to take that on instead of putting it in another location?
Some of that came with just the space as it was. I mean, we were, the story is even a little different than that. So I was in Madison at the time running restaurants for a company there with our co-owner, Mike, who's in the business still. He's been here from day one. He's also part owner of Wagner Market, which we'll get to in a second. But we were looking at lots of sites in Madison, and Oshkosh is my hometown. I grew up here. I went to high school here and then left to do other stuff. I had a good friend here who did a similar thing where he moved away and then came back and opened businesses in Oshkosh. And he bugged me for years that the right thing to do is if you're in an industry that you like that will benefit your hometown, what you do when you're better at it is come back to your hometown and practice your craft. So that's kind of how we wound up here. The space is a fascinating one. I know lots of people have been there, but when you're there next time, think about it. You can't find space that close to a body of water anymore. It just doesn't exist. Yeah, so when you're sitting in the dining room, you are 4 feet from the river, which is gorgeous. And that was the appeal. But that space we're in sat empty in the mall for probably 20 years because it was really long and narrow and nobody could find a good use for it. And then the event space kind of just came with it. I mean, we talk about that often. When it was Park Plaza, that big center court area was designed to do weddings. As we understand it, they did 3 or 4 weddings in the time it was a mall. We've done almost 3,000 in 16 years. So we're the right fit for the right place at the right time. And that's just kind of how those things work out.
That's
great.
But
we're lucky to have it. And it's just cool space that you couldn't find anywhere else. And Park Plaza is the Green Bay Mall is better now too, right? But lots of those.
Park Plaza is gone. No, the mayor there actually
tore
it down.
This guy knocked it down.
Real nice.
He actually was behind the controls of the wrecking ball.
No. We didn't have someone with your vision to repurpose it. We looked at medical clinic. We looked at a number of things. Yep. And everybody's like, no. We didn't have you here. I want to talk to you about something else in just a second. But
sure.
You repurposed that property and you hit two niches, private parties, weddings. I mean, that's what people are looking for.
And I can only take a little bit of credit for the property. The property was already there. It had been, so that building is 850,000 square feet, I think.
Yeah.
Or 7,000 or 8,000 of it, and then 12 of the event. So I can't take much credit for the mall being something viable. The guys who did that did a great job. And it's one of very few downtown malls that have become something still viable and valuable. And I think that's a lot of that is because where it's located. It is right on the river in downtown Oshkosh. So there are lots of businesses there. We're not the only people. We just happen to be the only public-facing part of it. So people think it's just us, which is great.
Yeah. And the high ceiling, that the ambiance in that is very, very cool.
It's pretty awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, that Wagner Market, if you go to your place on North Main and say, did a guy stop in here 5 years ago and leave his business card? It was me. And I said, tell this guy to call me, but you're very busy. Because we need that in Green Bay. I love what you did with that store. That you got high-end stuff, great customer service. You've got everything there, and everything's fresh. That's a great, great store. And how'd you come up with that? I mean, that's something
it's been really, really, really fun. And I appreciate the Green Bay comment. We get asked. It is the most humbling thing we are asked. There are cities that ask us once a month to come do that elsewhere.
But
a lot of that is... I don't know how much time we have. We have all morning, right? A lot of that is everybody doesn't remember, but at one point in time, there was a corner grocery store everywhere in every downtown city. That's hard to do these days because of scale and because there's supermarkets, there's festival foods, there are big things elsewhere that can do things in different scales and at different price points. We really like the idea of there being a grocery that's walkable and can serve people who live nearby it. So that's why Wegner's there to a degree. There are 18,000 people who live in the central city of Oshkosh. We are their walkable grocery. Now, we're also high-end meat and deli and that kind of stuff. So to make the business work these days, that's kind of the niche trade-off of what we do and why we do it. But to really answer your question, so I think Wegner is 9 years old already. It's crazy. It's been that long. So my wife, Sarah, when we were opening the restaurant, we stole her from her job to come be some IP and manage a restaurant because we didn't know anybody here. We were just coming back to open a restaurant. It was a big place. Her background is in grocery. She worked for a company opening stores nationwide for a long time. Oh. And about five, 6 years into Beckett's, we went, there's nothing really like what you do here. Should we look at that instead? And it worked out great. So we had a really big leg up in that my wife is very good at that kind of thing. Wow. So she taught us restaurant, or we taught her restaurant stuff, and she taught Mike and I grocery stuff, which is great.
You know, and we're gonna keep you around for another segment, because one of the other aspects, Jim has taught business classes and what leads to success, yep. What can lead to failure. And you can go to every class in the world you want to do it, but until you're actually that person and you got a payroll to cover, or you got whatever, your own mortgage to cover and everything like that, that pressure, what that can lead, it leads some people to crumble and it leads other people to great heights. And I've seen that personally with many, many people. So we're going to talk more about that.
Some of your trials and tribulations, but you are successful.
Exactly.
And you got a great business.
And we like these to almost be tutorials for other people that, are in business and want to do business. We're big fans of businesses like yours. Chris Larson, Beckert's Restaurant and Wagner's Market in Oshkosh. Stick around, back after this.
Enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino on the Mayor and the Mayor on a Thursday.
Wait a minute. That's a whole other show.
He's been on my case.
Delete
all
that
morning.
One.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a family show.
I know.
No, it's not that. He's just been on my case.
Yeah, that's a whole different
Chris.
Show.
Okay.
That's why no one will. It'll be the only show in history that did not have one listener.
Right.
Not one. How does it look there, Todd?
Yeah,
the
numbers
research,
are
the numbers.
Falling down.
Okay.
Yeah, we lost.
Got anybody? Nope. Got nobody. Chris Larson, Beckert's Restaurant and Wagner's Market. I got to tell you, to be honest with you, Chris, we were talking off air here, and Jim is a huge fan of your place. I mean, huge.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. When mayors stop in every month and ask you to open up a store, you're onto something.
Yeah.
And those down.
It's a thing.
It is. And we're all trying to revitalize our downtowns. Everybody is. Oshkosh, just Manitowoc, any city, Appleton. Oh, Appleton, they got a coup yesterday with that new development. But,
it's true. I mean, it's tough. It really is, because downtowns are so much the heart of so many cities. But getting the right kind of things in them is hard. And it takes every type of investment you could ever imagine, as you know. I mean, you did it.
No, I'm trying. I tried. I'm not doing it. I'm done. But you're right. I mean, it takes the housing. It takes the infrastructure. But, boy, it takes entrepreneurs like you to bring in
with
those special amenities. Right. And hey, I want to talk about repurposing that building that you – is it you and your brother, or who owns that? You and your wife?
Which one? Where the grocery store is?
No, the Beckens.
The restaurant is a group of guys who own it. Not we're tenants in one, and then we own the building where Wagner Market is, which is part of it.
Right. Okay. But I want to talk. There's plenty of vacant space in some downtowns.
Yep.
And not only do you do the restaurant and the activities, but Todd was telling me you bring in some different types of music and try to get everybody to kind of go through the place and see what you have going on.
It's the type of music, Chris, that you bring in is all genres. It's fun. It's relaxing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You've got that little seating area there.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's been really good. That's part of, so if there's a mission statement somewhere for what that restaurant was when we started again, it was a long time ago, 16 years ago, but we're very much into the third space concept. So you've got a home, you've got a work, and then we want to be where else people go. And doing things like interesting live music for free almost always, and providing things that are beneficial to our very nearby community and broader community as well, that's part of doing that. And I think that's, maybe we can talk about it all day long from a business perspective, but restaurants are harder now than they probably ever were before. They were hard 16 years ago and they're harder now.
Why,
so
Chris?
I think there's just more choices. I mean, you guys can go home and order from wherever you want to. There are grocery stores like Wagner Market that make you great meals that you can take home and eat. So it's become an experiential thing, I think, from the industry perspective, where we have to provide you something that you can't do at home. So that's a lot of what we try and do. And to be able to be that spot where on your way home from work, you can stop and grab a snack and a drink quick by yourself. Somebody told me recently that they're comfortable coming to that bar by themselves. And that is the biggest compliment you can pay me, because that is what we want from people. Know what I mean? We want to be a space that anybody can come at any given point in time for whatever you want.
And I think that's okay. I mean, some people, we're talking to somebody and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you would go to lunch by yourself. I'm like, yeah, why not? And I think the atmosphere makes, you really don't want to go to a buffet by yourself, but I mean, to stop in a unique place.
Why not a buffet by yourself? I would go to a buffet by myself.
John does that.
I have no problems with a buffet.
Well, I was thinking Chris has something a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
It is, but that you get my point, though. I mean, that's a really big deal when you've got a space that feels like that,
right.
Somebody feels comfortable going to and grabbing a snack by themselves on their way to somebody. That's great. That happens, which makes me very proud.
Yeah. So what, you had future plans, 16 years, and you guys are all still getting along?
We're all getting along great. I mean, that's the, obviously, my wife and I are good business partners because we're married to each other, so that helps. But yeah. Chef Mike, who's, like I said, half of each of those, he and I worked together at the restaurant in Madison where we were before we did this. So he and I have worked side by side for, it's like 25 years. It's a long time.
Hey,
so yeah, it works out great.
Like Johnny said, you know, I teach a few classes on business. And, you know, you're successful, but anything you would have done different? We talk about, you know, having the right capital going into it, and there's a little bit of luck in business. But, you know, what was... not luck, but what was the right thing you did?
That's a great question. I mean, I think I got really, really lucky in that. And Chef Mike can attest to this too. The company we were at in Madison, I think I was 26 when they handed me the keys as GM and said, do whatever you want, but we're here to help you. So I had really good on the job learned experience from people who've been doing it for 40 and 50 years. And that helps a bunch. So when we opened the restaurant, we had a myriad of experience already, which is, I mean, that's why lots of restaurants fail, because people think it's easy and they get into it without knowing what it entails. And that's why that failure rate is so high. So that's some of it for sure. I think we're also, and you can, from a business teaching perspective, this might be an interesting concept for you, but one of the things I think is so great about restaurants and food service in general is that there aren't really mistakes. If you try something and it doesn't work, it's that rare field where then you just do something else. You know what I mean? You can adapt very quickly and rapidly and make the right things happen over time, which works out great.
Well, and I think, Chris, take some credit. You guys came into a market, like you said, there's restaurants all over, blah, blah, blah. But you guys found a niche, right? Your music, or not your music, but the music adds to it. The menu is very unique. It's not like your typical menus that you see at a lot of restaurants. You guys have tried some new things, and you make it really appealing on the plate as well.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And I can't take any credit for it because I'm front of house guy only. So that's why there's a chef owner. And we hire the right people. We've been really lucky. I think we've had 4 head chefs in 16 years, something like that. It's crazy.
But like Wagner Market, your restaurants, it's all the freshest, best stuff. And I think people will pay for
that.
Yes.
If you're in a class, if you're in one of Jim's classes, and it's all people that want to get into business somehow, whether it's restaurants, whether it's venues, whatever it is, if they said, what is the number one thing you learned the hard way, and what is the greatest feeling that you've had in the business where you can kind of breathe and say, oh, this is working?
That's 2 hard questions. So I'll give you a sort of not a cop out, but my favorite quote on entrepreneurship in general is entrepreneurship is getting comfortable feeling uncomfortable. And that's what it is every day. So the people who can succeed at this, because it's hard all the time. Don't get me wrong. But if you make it look like it's not, and if you act like it's not, you have better success. So it's not an acting thing, but getting comfortable with the uncomfortable nature of not knowing what happens next is part of this for sure. It just is. And the proud part is weird. I mean, we're between Mike and Sarah and myself, we've all kind of done this since we were children, right? We're used to working 80 hours a week, so, and that's just what we do. So yep. We don't take a lot of time to sit back and look at what we've done that we like. But like once or twice a year, there'll be a day at the restaurant where we've got a great band in the bar. We've had a great service in the restaurant, and we've got a wedding that's going great. And I can just sit there for a second and go, it's a lot of cool things happening all at once. And that does make me proud. So it's not like I'm averse to it. We just don't stop to think about it. But when it catches up on you, it is a good feeling. So I appreciate the question.
Outstanding. Awesome. Chris Larson, Beckett's Restaurant and Wagner's Market in Oshkosh. Could you give us your website and things like that, Chris?
Yeah, easy peasy. Beckett's Restaurant is beckettsrestaurant.com. Wagner Market is wmgrocer.com.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Great stuff. You're great on the air.
We want you in Green Bay.
Congratulations with 60. Exactly.
I will keep thinking about it. Maybe there'll be a mayor who wants to incentivize it correctly some point in time.
5 years ago, I would have.
We'll work on it. We got some connections.
We'll keep talking about it.
All right.
Chris Larson, thank you very much. I'm stopping into your place next time in Oshkosh. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. You too.
Awesome. Very cool. Thanks so much.
Well, that's a great thing in Oshkosh.
He's got it going on.
Let's talk about a potentially great thing happening in Green Bay.
Right, and not too dissimilar.
No, not at all. You got him there. Brian Johnson.
John, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Good. Congratulations. You had the big press conference yesterday about some exciting news on Broadway.
We did. Look, we announced the Green Bay Public Market 2 years ago, and of course, went into the quiet phase of our capital campaign, and that's why you didn't hear a lot of activity, but things are really moving right now.
Exciting.
That's exciting that it's more than a public market. You got that money from the Rush family for Rush Square, so that really encompasses that whole city block, right?
Yeah, the Rush Foundation, obviously, you've been very generous family to our community and a number of projects, and this one's no different. And, you know, we're really trying to kind of prop up this whole area. When you think about urban squares and other communities and the activation, events, activities, places where people congregate, you know, that's these two things kind of interconnect with each other very well.
You know, I worked in that building when I was in real estate, and I just loved being downtown there. I mean, we never took our cars for lunch or to go out for a beer. We walked every place. I just, that was really cool working in a building like what you're doing.
Look, Mayor Schmidt knows this, right? I mean, you have to have healthy downtowns, and you have to have places where, you know, that are walkable and have a high density concentration of things to do. I think one of the things that we're really focused on as well is housing and how do you get more people living down here so that it continues to add to that walkability and that vibrancy and creates reasons for more businesses to open. So I think former mayor there really laid a strong foundation for us to build on, and now we're just trying to take it to the next level.
But and what I like about this is, like, you know, momentum, you know, breeds more momentum, you know, and I think maybe, you know, COVID or whatever, we went into a little bit of a lull. I just think it's great that I was a little nervous because you're right, it did go into a quiet part, although I know you were working some things. But, you know, this is... I mean, kudos to you, Brian. I mean, this is going to be still you got a lot of work to do, but I mean, it sure looks like you're getting close to the finish line.
Yeah, the complexity of this project is multifaceted, but you know, we're still committed to get this thing open before the draft.
Right.
Our biggest hangup is going to be, can you get the right quality tenants to get in, you know, to move in on time. But we're starting construction. It's a little unorthodox because normally you have your capital stack in place before you do that. But if we want to get open for the draft, where we're taking the funds that we have, we're starting renovations, and we've got a good plan moving forward to fill the gap for any fundraising misses, you know, while we complete that process.
So, are there what's all in the public market? I mean, we've all been. I think most people have been to the one in Milwaukee. Is it similar?
Yeah. Interestingly, the total square footage on our building is exactly the same as Milwaukee.
Oh, that's,
and I think that surprises a lot of people because when you're in that building right now, you don't see it. You don't feel it because it's all enclosed. And so we're going to open it all up, right? Walls come out. The atrium's going to get enlarged. The whole front facade will be rebuilt and extended out. So we're really excited about some of the improvements being proposed. It's an old building. It's, you know, people forget that. It's not historic. But it's 40 years old and all the mechanicals, they need to be replaced. So this is the right time to do it.
And did you, the marquee that you're going to have on top of there. Is that what it's going to look like? I mean, that's pretty impressive.
No. No, I mean, we'll have something similar. That's just a rendering, that was made by the architect. We engaged a local company, Elevate 97, to really help us with appropriate sign design. But we want it to be something, obviously, that is marquee, right? Something that you think about Seattle Public Market.
Oh, yeah.
And when you see it, you know it,
right?
And you want that Instagrammable moment in your signage, and that's what we're looking for.
I know the draft is, you know, over a year away, but you might want to start on that sign now because there's a lot of permitting to go through. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we're actually working on the PUD right now because, you know, the code doesn't even allow a sign like that right now.
That's what I'm saying. And we looked here at WGBW to get a sign on top, and it's expensive, but it also there's a lot of hoops to go through. So, yeah, you know what you're doing. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, and it sets you off, right? I mean, it's one of those things that makes you start to feel like a bigger city. And Green Bay's big, and we've got to own that a little bit. And we got to do some of these things that larger metropolitan areas do.
We're the third largest city. We need to act like it. And with the draft coming, you know, I'm kind
of
glad.
The eyes of the world are going to be honest,
I'm kind of glad we have the draft because I think it's pushing
spurring things on.
It is.
Hey, Brian Johnson from On Broadway. And one other thing that you and I are going to talk about is cleaning up the Bart Starr corner, right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. We've got our team looking at some of the things you sent over, and we're going to get together here soon and really talk about what we can do there.
Phenomenal. Keep it rocking, Brian. You're doing a phenomenal job there on Broadway.
And congrats.
Yep, congrats.
These things aren't easy.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
it's exciting.
Brian, take care.
All right, thank you, Brian.
We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye. Brian Johnson from On Broadway.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
That stuff doesn't just happen, John.
Well, he was talking about, I've been involved in capital campaigns, and he said they're doing it quietly. You want to do it quietly because it's a grind. Oh, is it a grind?
And you shouldn't go public until you're at least halfway
there.
They're at 60.
Right.
So,
which is great.
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic.
And now people will start, you know, some other smaller donations will come in. But capital campaigns are tough, and he's done a good job.
And that whole Bart Starr thing?
Yeah.
It ain't dead.
No.
That ain't dead.
Not with you.
No, we're going after it. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back up this. When it's time for leaving, I hope you understand that I was born a rambling man. When it's time for leaving, I hope you understand that I was born a rambling man. Welcome back. Boy, we've had some fun guests today. Laura and Casey earlier talked about the dementia thing, which is huge and really encouraging, really exciting about the new breakthroughs they're having on that. And I swear every family, some way or another, somebody will have dementia or Alzheimer's or something. Just happens. Matt Gable from Meyer Theater. That was great. Chris Larson from Beckett's Restaurant and Wagner's Market in Oshkosh. And then Brian Johnson from On Broadway here in Green Bay with some really exciting news.
You know, you think of these four guests, all different, right?
Yeah.
Dementia and theater and restaurant and then a public market. I mean, you got to feel good about this community.
These are all
really good things.
Yeah.
Even though dementia is kind of sad, I mean, the reason they're doing that is to educate
businesses. But you know
what?
For a lot of years, and Todd would be able to speak more about this than anything, for a lot of years, there wasn't a lot. Don't take this the wrong way, Todd. I'm not saying not a lot of sympathy, but there wasn't a lot of empathy for people. It's just, he's got it and he's going to fade away. And that's it.
Yep.
They throw their hands up. I think it's awesome you have organizations like this that are saying, no, bleep that. We're fighting this at every step.
We're going to manage it at every step.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's huge, don't you, Todd?
I think, you know, thinking back to my grandparents, and that, you know, that was the generation that I think was still, they're just getting senile. They're just getting old, right? And I think of the fear that I used to see in my grandfather's face. When I go visit, you know, and it stuck with me.
Yeah.
You know, I felt bad for him. As a small child, I was scared of him because, you know, and then having to do it again with my father. But at this point, we've got more knowledge on it. We've got more medicines on it. We've got all that. We understand it better. It was just such a different storyline for my dad than it was for my grandparents.
And my grandma, it was, I mean, I remember one time my dad and I run to the place where she was because they had to put her in a straitjacket because she was like biting the attendants and going crazy on them and stuff. And, you know, to see your grandma in a straitjacket at 92 years old is a pretty tough thing.
Yeah.
I was happy.
Not the memory you want.
No.
But,
no.
You know,
and she's not the one that went to prison.
So, John, okay. I'm starting to get a little concerned here. So you had one grandma in a straitjacket. The other one did time. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on you.
How did I turn off so normal?
I know. That's kind of what I was making.
I mean, we got a few years down the line. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we're getting.
Another thing though today that is a great thing. That idea of dumping the ping pong balls off the roof.
I like that idea.
A little bit more control.
Yes.
And a little goofier.
Safer.
Yeah. And puts Christy in the.
Yeah. She would be perfect at that.
She would like to.
She would be like the Vanna White of the ping pong ball drop.
And here's the drop.
Yeah.
I like this.
You know, that Wagner Market, as much as I was, and I did, I'm not kidding you, it's 5 years ago that we were down there and we were, bought some food and just had a great time. And I did say, look, you know, have your owner call me about something in Green Bay. But what's happening at the public market is akin to that.
Yeah, very much so.
Right? It's the fresh beef.
That's what was great having him on from Oshkosh. Right. And then we're basically kind of doing the same thing in Green Bay.
I would still invite him to open a store here on this side. But anyway, it's great that we're, you know, not catching up, but that we're doing something that people want that's a little bit more unique. So, yeah, that was a lot of good guests today.
Well, you know, one of the things, though, too, like I had to ask about that because, you know, I've had people, I can tell you, I won't say their names, but some really huge, big-time business people here who you look at now and say, oh, wow, did he have it made? He made $8 million and blah, 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 blah. Where they would tell me they, early on, were paying their employees via their credit card, maxing out credit cards just to make payroll and sweating it out month to month to month. And so whenever people have, you know, you say, oh, well, trust me, there's somewhere along the line they were laying awake all night wondering how they're going to keep the lights on.
Yeah. And they never cashed their check. So I think but it's kind of a common thread with entrepreneurs. Nobody says, I got into this and we made money right away.
Right. but I like what he said.
Doesn't happen.
You got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I like that.
Entrepreneurs, because you're alone, not alone, but you know, you're in charge of everything. So you're kind of, you're getting in areas that you have to learn.
All the respect in the world for those folks. Yeah. I really enjoy, that's one of my favorite segments. Is having those people on.
Yeah, we got a new guy, another guy coming on. Donna was at this place last night that, and Todd, I'll give this to you, but these small businesses, this Asian Fusion, which is just great food on down the block here. And if people have a small business they want to feature, and we want to learn about their product, their menu, or whatever service that they offer, but we also want to ask them some questions about process.
No question, totally.
How'd you get into it? Like that lady with that market research. I mean, she will be successful. We're going to have her back on.
The juice shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fanny.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's going to be fine.
She's one of those people keep an eye on.
Yeah, I know.
Keep an eye on.
Next Tuesday,
franchising.
Brian Baumler and Ashley McDermott are in from Heights Pub and Parlor down the street here.
Great.
Tell their story.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. The reopening of that.
Yep.
Which is still, you know, when I look at that building on the inside, it's like, why didn't we save every one of these buildings? Early 70s, they were knocking those things down left and right.
Yeah.
And that beautiful brick and the woodwork. It's like, oh, man. And like I said, you're sitting there and you're thinking, Curly Lambeau may have sat right here and had a beer.
Yep.
Don Hudson might have sat right here and have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to embrace that as much as humanly possible in here.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And I understand the whole thing. We've talked about this, Jim, how much cheaper it is to knock down and build fresh versus to try to.
And especially, at that urban renewal when the federal government was paying for part of it.
Right.
You know, tear your downtown and build a mall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say no.
I agree.
Everybody says, well, it's free money. It's not free money. It's our federal money. But it's tough to say, no, let's save this ratty old building.
Well, I did talk to a guy back there. I said, man, what a shame. And he said, but he said, I got to tell you something. You'd go into those places, and he said the pipes were bad.
Right.
They were falling apart. They were lead. The wiring was a fire trap.
No doubt.
The windows were terrible. There was no AC. So, you know what I mean?
You can see both sides.
It's easy for somebody like me and sit back and say, well, you should have... versus the people that were footing the bill.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say that.
I'm glad we did. I think Green Bay did okay. I think Oshkosh did very well, preserving some of that history.
But I looked into a place on Broadway, upstairs of a bar, and I said, I would love this. It used to be a place where, like, workers stayed or whatever, like a dormitory. I said, I would love to convert this into apartments. And they said, we looked into it. I said, you're going to do it? I said, nope, because the plumbing, we got to get the street torn up. We got to get access to the thing.
And sometimes elevators too, John.
And elevators. That's very expensive. So, it's like, oh, that's not as much fun as they make it look on the TV shows.
The finished product is great.
Where they just go in and they just renovate. Nah, it's not that way in the real life. All right. Well, anyway. So you got one more day before you leave for vacation for a week. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be taking care of Milton. I talked to your brother. And,
I don't think this is going to happen.
Okay, but, tomorrow we got a full day. Glam Band is going to be in, and they're going to have another some musical guests. They're going to be live here. And we are. What time are we doing the ode?
The ode will be about 7:20 or so.
7:20.
Special song. For
special
Jim.
Song, okay. Ode to a former mayor.
Off. All okay. With love, of course.
All right. Lots
yesterday, when I was mayor.
Yeah. John.
Uh-huh.
I like the roll off.
Yeah.
I love those.
When I was mayor.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, don't miss that one, folks. We're going to record it live. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thank you very much, Todd. Another phenomenal job producing, as you always do. Thanks for all our guests. Thanks for our listeners. Thanks for all the input with the mayor and everything. Back in tomorrow morning. My name is the mayor. See ya.